The Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week, how does that feel?
It feels good knowing that the whole offense is getting credit for this. You know, we had a great game, but it's time to move on. It's ready for Iowa week.
You had back-to-back 200-yard rushing games, of course, in your home state of Maryland to start this two-week stretch, and then in Illinois this past Saturday. Now you got the Hawkeyes coming in this week. Before we preview the Hawkeyes, I did want to ask you about 41 carries and I think 30 carries. That's a good workload. How's your body holding up here the last 2 weeks?
You know, my body's feeling good. I think that the training staff is giving me some good tips on how to maintain my body. You know, I've been getting in the cold tubs, hot tubs, the recovery room, the recovery suite. You know, I got different tools here to help me out. I'm getting my body back together, and I'll be ready for Iowa.
You mentioned that it's good that the team's getting recognized as part of this. If there was one play, I think, that kind of exemplifies the teamwork that involves a guy getting 200 yards, it was that rugby scrum-style touchdown you had right before halftime on Saturday afternoon. If you would, walk me through from the start of that play, and obviously you started in the backfield, and how you ended up 5 yards deep into the end zone.
I remember that somebody shot their gap, got through clean. I had to sidestep them. And then I was stuck between me, Blaze, and the goal line, I believe. So I had to just put my head down. And I think I got stood up for like a hot second, start driving my feet. And then everybody start coming. You know, it was a second there where I was lifted off the ground and just dangling in the air. And everybody just came and helped me out, pushed me in the end zone. I think Tanner was in there too. Now that I look back at it, so it was fun. Just knowing that, you know, we practice that every day. It's called 78%. So just knowing that we can take that from practice and put it on the field, it felt very good doing it.
As it was happening, did you realize that that's kind of how the play was unfolding? And then when you watched it later on film, did you have an idea that it was that involved with just about every guy on the field?
Yeah. So when I was actually in a play, I got lifted off my feet and I was actually faced towards the sideline. So, you know, I can see me, you know, gliding into the end zone very slowly. So, you know, that was kind of cool. And then just going back, getting on an airplane and watching it from the sideline view and seeing how everybody, you know, left their blocks to come to the pile and push it in. I believe all 11 guys was in the pile at one point in time. So, you know, that's very cool. Just knowing that everybody got your back. And, you know, it meant a lot for everybody to get that touchdown.
You've talked and your coaches talked a lot about your attitude from when you got to campus. You were a scout team player and you came to the practice every day, worked hard, had a great attitude, paid your dues. You got your chance as a freshman, 1,100 plus yards. And then Rodney and Shannon were healthy as a sophomore. And you kind of had to take another step sideways just to let, you know, be part of that that really good backfield as a combo back. And now here you are kind of being the featured back again. Take me through that journey of knowing that at some point you're not the guy, but you're working to be the guy. And now in these last 2 weeks as the guy, you're, you know, over 500 or almost 500 yards rushing.
I think the biggest thing that you can take from that is just knowing your role. You know, just getting on campus. I didn't know the difference between, you know, playing and not playing. So, you know, just being on campus in that first year behind four or five great running backs and getting put on scout team, understanding that my role was to play scout team, give the defense the best look I could possibly give. And then from that role, going to the next year, being behind Rodney, and understanding that, you know, when Rodney goes down, I can't miss a beat. And then when Rodney gets hurt, you know, it's just everything just goes on your plate. So now, you know, you're preparing how Rodney would prepare, you know, taking clues from Rodney. Rodney's helping you out, stuff like that. And then, you know, have a good year, have a 1,000-yard season that year. And then that next year, everybody comes back, me, Rodney, Shannon, Bryce, you know, we all come back. And now understanding your role in that part and understanding that, you know, you may not be the best player in the room, but everybody has that role in that room. Everybody's had a role in that game plan. And, you know, my game plan was to, you know, do my part when my number was called. Don't miss a step. And, you know, took it one game at a time. You know, I supported Rodney. I supported Shannon. And, you know, I think that was the best year for me. That's the year that I had my best details, you know, just competing with them. We was playing at high levels, stuff like that. And then this year, you know, with Rodney and Shannon gone, I have a new role of being the leader, being the guy, you know, teaching the young guys, you know, what to do and how to do it. And you've seen flashes of it with Trey and Cam, Bryce come back this week. So, you know, just having that role of being the leader and being the guy to go to, and now people are coming up to you for questions and stuff like that. So just knowing your role in every year and how it differs every year.
And now you started the season as a team 0-2. How big was it? And I know it's process, and I know Coach talks about whether you win or lose, it's the how, and it's how you get there. But human nature has to me, factor in at some point that a win is nice, and this week in practice is going to be a little more energy, and obviously when the Hawkeyes come to town, there's always going to be energy. But how important was it to get a win and get just a little bit of a paycheck on the hard work that you guys have all put in?
Yeah, you know, we take it one day at a time. You know, after that game, you know, it was a different energy in that locker room. Now we're ready for Iowa. You know, we're game planning them right now. And then Iowa's a great team, so we can't just sit here and dwell on the win and stuff like that. So, you know, we have to move on. You know, the win was great, but now it's Iowa week, and we're getting ready for that.
As a guy from Maryland, how much now in your time with the program have you learned how important that rivalry is, and Floyd of Rosedale, and the fact that, let's face it, they've gotten you, you know, the years you've been here, and you have a chance now to get that first win against the black and gold from the South. How important is that this Friday night to go get that pig?
It's very important. But, you know, every team is its own team. You know, this 2020 team is different from 2019's team. But we can learn from what happened in the past and stuff like that. So, you know, we're taking it one day at a time. When the time comes, we'll be ready.
And last question for you. This week, your coach talked about how you're such a leader that he can see the offensive line is motivated to do well because they like you. They take your lead, and I'm sure you like to run well behind them because you know they're working hard. How is that relationship between a running back and an offensive line? And we're even seeing it here professionally. Dalvin Cook yesterday talked about the fact that he wants his – I mean, I suppose if you could let him do it like they do in the NFL, he hands the ball to his lineman or his fullback to spike it, and that relationship's pretty important, isn't it, between the line and the running back?
Yes, it is. You know, they never give the offensive line credit when it's due. You know, they always give it to one person if it's the quarterback, the running back, wide receivers, and stuff like that. So, you know, they do most of the work down there in the trenches. So, you know, it's fun just interacting with them after touchdowns when they get to the sideline and stuff like that. So, you know, I give them credit every time. You know, I couldn't do nothing without them. So it's very rare for me just not to show them love. I always show them love. So, you know, they do everything for me. Even in that clip, you can see all five of them push me up, help me up, you know, anything like that. So I love my offensive line. I show them the most attention. Coach Burns even get mad at me at some points because I'm messing with them and not listening to his coaching. So, you know, it's fun being out there with them. They all have different personalities, so once you get to know them, and you'll love them, just like me.
Well, keep up the good work. It's been fun watching, certainly, and especially these last 2 weeks, and let's go get the Hawkeyes on Friday night.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.